We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Orange Power Podcast, a product of Oklahoma State Athletics. Here are your hosts, Jessica Morey, and the voice of the Cowboys, Dave Hunziker.
With Coach Gundy, as we get ready for Oklahoma and the final game of the regular season, the Cowboys, of course, have already clinched a spot in the Big 12 championship game. And, you know, I was thinking about the Texas Tech game. To me, it's almost a classic example of what this team has been like. There have been all kinds of different ways that you've won games, and that in its own way was another. It may not be the same way, but there's always been a way.
It's interesting with this team. As we've said many times before, I don't think we need to continue to repeat ourselves, but they've prepared well, they focus, and they practice well. They like being around each other. They get excited to play in games for each other, which is so important. And coaches can lay blueprints and give them some guidance, but eventually they have to do it. This team has done that. So as a coaching staff, as the game progresses, defense suffocated them. And quite honestly, we played average on offense. Unfortunately, we were beat up offensively. The issues that we had prior to the last 4 weeks, where we didn't really have many starters practicing consistently, we ran into that last week again. So we had, at one time, I counted on the field during that game, 5 freshmen on the field with the offense. Wow. I think 6 one time, because with the free COVID year, is Preston a freshman? I think him and Birmingham are freshmen.
I sometimes get confused, yeah, too. I'd have to double check.
See, I think that those two guys, because they had a redshirt year, and then they had the redshirt freshman year, which didn't count, so they're redshirt freshmen. So, honestly, it might have been 7 guys at once that were freshmen on the field. And so we played average. We got great effort and everything, but we just weren't as productive. And the reason we ended up with 23 points – we had a couple drop passes that was uncharacteristic. So that would have given us close to 26 or 30. And if it wasn't for the punter, we would have had 40. We stopped them five or six times inside the 18-yard line, and they punted it, and they punted us all the way back down to our own 15 or 20.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy changed the field every time he punted the ball.
Yeah.
In most cases, at our level in college, when you stop a team on the 15-yard line or whatever, which we had, there's a couple times we stopped them inside the 10, I think, or 12, you're going to get the ball on the 50. But not with that guy. I mean, he changed the game for them. So that we had to factor that in as the game went on, because I kept thinking eventually he's going to miss hit one. He didn't miss hit any of them. And then once we got the ball and had a chance to kick a field goal in the third quarter and make it a 16-point game, that becomes a three-score game, basically. I mean, I'm not counting score and go for two.
Right.
At that point, we needed to secure a three-score game and be smart how we handle the football because the defense is playing so well. We have never done that here before.
Right.
You know, it's 10 minutes, 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, and we're thinking about we just need to make sure we get a field goal because how well the defense was playing and where we were at from an injury standpoint on offense. But that was the thought process going on, which has not been normal. Now, we ended up attempting a long field goal. They called our snap count out and got caught, and we ended up getting a first down. We flipped the field with the quarter and later scored a touchdown. Mm-hmm. And that ended up kind of securing really where we were at with the game if we just use the clock offensively smart, be smart with football, and allow our defense to just continue to play.
Sure.
And that's what happened in that game.
So not to ask you to reveal any secrets, but because of what you've done offensively to manage these games, like you talked about late in the third quarter in the Texas Tech game, do you still feel like you've got some things in your pocket offensively that you could either go to or want to go to now that we're into the end of the season where maybe you can really let your hair down? Is that the case or no?
Well, we've got a number of plays that we've practiced over a 10-week period that we haven't gotten to just because we didn't need to. We could have, but in my opinion, it's not smart football.
Sure.
Game management with who we are this year doesn't allow for that to happen because there's not any reason to beat yourself.
Right.
And if you watch college football, you know, as you know, you just watch things happen over the last 8 weeks, people beat themselves. So you reduce your missed assignments, you know, coaches are responsible for game management. We manage the game properly, let the players do what they can do. That gives us the best chance. But we certainly have things that we've worked on that we've never gotten to in games because of game management.
Okay, loaded question. I hope you don't mind. Let's rewind to, say, 12, 13 years ago. Do you think you would have been mature enough as a head coach to manage this team and pull back offensively the way you are this year?
No, I would have been upset, frustrated, probably not easy to deal with in the office Monday through Fridays, and not as good a coach on the field in practice because of just being angry and frustrated that we didn't have full capability with offensive firepower. Then would have gotten in games and tried to prove people wrong and we're going to score anyway, and not said, let's play with the strength that we have, which is our defense. And knock on wood, Dave, our defense has been healthy.
Yes.
So we know why that is. They're playing a reduced number of plays in the game. And so in practice, their reps are reduced because so many guys are practicing. It goes back to the same thing. Offensively, there's more injuries because of fatigue. We haven't had the luxury of rolling guys in. At wide receiver, we've only had a group. We've always practiced three deep. You've been watching this forever.
Yeah.
These same guys are getting all the reps. Mm-hmm. And for that reason, there's fatigue, and fatigue causes injuries, whether you like it or not. So to answer your question, I would have not handled this the right way. And I've said this forever. I'm pretty comfortable now being a head coach. I'm pretty comfortable with what I do, the way I handle things. I'm very patient, the way we handle the players. I wasn't that way you know, in my third, fourth, fifth, sixth, probably even seventh year. I just wasn't. My hair was on fire all the time.
Yeah.
And that's not really the way to be a head coach, in my opinion.
Sure. You know, there's been so much synchronicity mm-hmm. between offense and defense. As you think collectively, do you think this is the best coaching staff chemistry you've ever had since you've been here?
Well, I said this after the game at Tech, that when you take of all the moving parts that are in our building now football-wise, and you and I talked about this, when I first became the head coach 18 years ago now, we were taken care of when we went to bowl games, around 47 people, employees, mm-hmm. strength staff, video staff, equipment staff, media staff, you know, everybody in the building.
Sure,
administration. Now there's 96 people.
It's doubled. Wow.
Okay. So there's just a lot going on. And it's important that we're able to keep everybody moving the same direction, the synchronicity, as you said. Because what I see when I read or study other teams, whether they're successful or they're maybe not as successful as they should be, I see splintering amongst the troops, whether it's players and coaches or coaches and coaches or different staffs that are involved in the organization. The players then feel that, in my opinion, and they're young. They don't understand the way life works, even though they think they do. It's no different than me as a head coach 12 years ago. And when I was 42 or 43 years old, I wasn't any good at it, and I was 42 years old. So the players don't understand when they can feel splintering. But when everybody's pulling together like we have right now, then they enjoy the process more. People are in a good mood, right? It's like being in a disagreement with your wife, and then everybody in the family suffers because she's mad. Then she makes everybody else mad because she's not in a good mood. And then you're trying to get back at her. And then you lose. And then the kids, now there's no fun for them. And so it just doesn't work. Well, it's no different in an organization as big as this is.
Yep.
So there's 96 people we take care of, and there's 140 players. So you can do the math.
Yeah, it's a lot.
So you're talking 230 players and people that you're trying to take care of in one organization.
Yeah, it's a lot. What's something about Oklahoma that people don't realize that's significant? Anything?
With their team?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, the Oklahoma is one of those schools where if they don't beat up on teams in a way that keeps outside sources happy, then they get a little bit of a negative vibe. That's just the way it is at that school. So they've had a number of close games this year, so mm-hmm. people that get a little bit of a bitter taste in their mouth about them, fans, national media, whoever it may be, they're playing with tremendous skill on offense that are extremely fast. That has not changed. Their quarterback is extremely talented when he's got the ball in his hands. He can scramble and throw it like Nolan Ryan, and then he can scramble and take off and score. We know that. Defensively, they're very active up front, and their second-level players are extremely fast. That hasn't changed. They've had a number of close games this year, and so people don't really see that. They have some younger guys and or transfers on their offensive line, which is different than what it has been, mm-hmm. okay? And they're playing, in my opinion, more man coverage in crucial situations in games than what they have done over the last couple years on defense. Those are a couple things behind the scenes that people won't really see that we see by watching video.
This could be, likely to be, the last Bedlam in Stillwater for a while.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is Oklahoma State is contracted through 2034 with non-conference games that would have serious penalties and consequences should you cancel them. So, you know, as far as Bedlam is concerned, once they're out of the conference, there's really no place to put them without big, big headaches for Oklahoma State. What do you think about, or do you even think about the fact that this thing may go away for a while, or may go away permanently? Who knows?
I don't think there's much of a chance that that this series continues when they leave this conference.
Okay.
We're scheduled out for 12 years, and people might rant and rave one way or the other, but there's a business side to what we're doing, and that's OU and OSU both. I'm going to guess that Joe Castiglione, their athletic director, has them scheduled out for 10 or 12 years. So the buyout of these non-conference games is pretty significant now compared to what it was even 10 years ago, just like the paydays for those games. Unless you're playing Power 5 home and home. So if you say, well, we're going to play a certain team that's not in a Power 5, you used to pay $150,000 to play them. Well, now you're paying $750,000 or $1 million to play them. These other schools have gotten smart.
Sure.
We're not coming in there for $200,000. It's going to cost you $800,000. Then the buyout to get out of these games is expensive. And then when you look at the competitive nature of it, for us, our scheduling, we have our conference games, and then we have our three non-conference games. In one of those three, the agreement that we had, which I think is fair, is we play what would be a Power 5 team, non-conference. I think next year we play Arizona State. I'm not even sure. I think it's Arizona State. So if you were to try to pick up a Bedlam game, you would play essentially 11 Power 5 conference teams a year. You're 9, that 10, and then if you were to get out of another game, that would be 11. And so I don't know that the administration would be fired up about that. With the wear and tear on your team, all the different things. And you have the same thing with Oklahoma. They have somebody said whenever they go to that other conference, they're going to start playing 9 games in that league.
Mm-hmm.
See, they only play 8 right now.
Right.
It's a big advantage. Only
sure.
playing 8 conference games. And then they pick up like, you know, I don't – it is what it is. We call it like it is. But I watched some of the scores – and this was a week they played some teams that in most cases they're going to beat. So they pick up that extra win. So if they go to 9 in that league, and then those teams in that league, I'm guessing, have a Power 5 conference also. That'd be 10. And
right.
then if you pick up another one, that's 11. So 11 or 12 games are Power 5 teams. So you have to look at the business side of it. It doesn't make a difference what we're doing in life. The more times we go out there and have a chance to win, it's better off for the long term, because you're trying to get in the playoffs, whether it's 4 or 8, whatever they go to. If you're setting yourself up for – see, it's really hard to play consistent high-level football for 12 games.
It's so unforgiving. I mean, the whole football structure is so unforgiving.
And, you know, you cover basketball. Sometimes in basketball, they can't hit a bucket.
Yeah.
I don't know why. They can't score. And then you end up losing. Well, in football, there's sometimes nothing works, and the schemes don't work, and this can happen, or the wrong two players get injured, and you lose. But if you put yourself in a highly, highly competitive situation, 11 or 12 games, then you could get knocked out of postseason stuff that has ramifications on your enrollment of your school, ramifications on your recruiting, things that ultimately could generate millions of dollars. And whether you like it or not, administrators know that.
Oh, sure. So let's take this a step further, something I shared Saturday night. If you go back and look at the last 11 years, there are only 8 schools at this point in the year that have been ranked in the top 10 in the country 5 years or more. See if I can remember them. Georgia, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Notre Dame, Oregon, Oklahoma State. See if I can remember the other two.
Alabama.
Thank you.
Probably Clemson.
Thank you. See, we're so good together. We figure these things out. Mm-hmm. That's elite company. And so I compared it to this. It's only a 14 playoff, right? So if you're in that position this time of year, in basketball, that's like making the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight five times in 11 years. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if you really
think
about it and put it in that context, it really changes how you perceive what your program's doing. It certainly did for me after I did the research.
Well,
I mean, I knew, but it's like, wow, that really put it in context.
Yeah, there's a couple things with that. So to start with, when you get in the top 20, and then particularly when they start the CFP show on Tuesdays, and then if you get in the top 10, the marketing numbers and the dollars that you make as a university based on being on that television show and your logo being on that board on that television show for 20 minutes. It's a 30-minute show, I think. I don't know because I've never watched it, but I think they said it's a 30-minute show. So they talk for a little bit, and then pretty much over the next 20 minutes till it's over, they have the logos up on there if you're in the top 20. And then if you're in the top 10, they have that big board that you go on. Well, that board is shown all week. It's shown all day Saturday. And it's shown Friday night on the Friday night games. So if you took the number of viewers, which is going to be in the millions, and you added up the marketing dollars that you would spend to get those viewers to put your logo on that TV, it'd be through the roof.
Oh, yeah.
So that increases your enrollment. You have students across the country that see that, and then it increases your marketability as a football team. I'll run into people when I'm traveling across the country. I might be in Jersey, LA, wherever, and they'll recognize the logo because they've seen it on TV in football. And so that is a huge number for us. And that comes back to what you said 7 minutes ago about the staff we have and everybody working together. That's why I'm very excited about Dr. Shrum and Chad Weiberg understanding the importance of keeping these people together. Everybody in this building that helps us perform at a high level, because every penny's worth it based on the revenue and the marketing you're getting for this university. Enrollment goes up when Coach Sutton was in the Final Four.
Of course.
When we finish in the top 10 or 15 in the country and play in big bowl games, enrollment goes up. I mean, Kyle Ray, who's second in charge over here under Dr. Shrum, that was his job. Now he's moved up in the world. He can tell you that real quick.
Of course.
They can market all they want. It doesn't do as much as if what happens in sports at this university. That's just the way it is.
Tyler Lacy and Jessica Morey have a conversation when we come back.
It's time for Ask the Coach, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors.
Hey, Coach Gundy. This is Patrick. I was wondering, what's the most exotic animal that you own?
Well, we have alpacas, who are pretty exotic, and then we have desert turtles that are 50, 60 years old, pretty exotic.
Welcome back to the Orange Power Podcast. I'm Jessica Morey, and I am joined by another very special guest this week, redshirt junior defensive end Tyler Lacy. Thank you so much for joining me, Tyler.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, so you have a great personality. I've been wanting to get you on the podcast for a while because you just are always smiling. You're always in a good mood. You're always hyped. So thank you so much for coming on. This will be fun.
No problem.
All right. So first, we'll talk football a little bit. So it's Bedlam week.
Mm-hmm.
How excited are you for Bedlam this weekend?
I'm really excited. I mean, just down in the locker room just right now, we were just talking about the score last year and how we want to change it. So it's going to be a good battle, and I feel like the guys are really well tested, and we're going to go out there and, you know, compete really hard to our best ability.
What's it like being a part of the defense this season? You've been here for a while, but obviously the defense has been dominant this entire season. What's it like being a part of this defensive squad?
It's Being with this defense, I mean, we all came in together. Like, I was looking at pictures on my phone, like, the other day, like, how we all looked together on our official visit. And it's kind of crazy. It's just seeing us all, like, mature and, like, come together and trust Coach Knowles and actually go out there and compete and actually dominate teams. And it actually gives a little, you know, a little hair on our chest, you know, going out there and, you know, we could do it.
And who all did you come in with? Who was your?
I came in with Kobe. I came in with Jark, Tanner. Israel Antoine was on our official visit.
Oh, awesome.
Who else did I come in with?
It's a pretty impressive group.
Yeah.
So do you feel like that is kind of what leads to y'all's success a little bit, is just because you guys know each other so well?
Yeah, I think that does, because, like, the culture changed when we were here. So we were all part of the culture change, and we all just wanted to trust the process and trust Coach Knowles and just dominate.
What's it like playing for Coach Knowles? He's an interesting dude.
No, he really is an interesting guy. Like, every day is just something new. And you never know what he's going to say or what he's going to do at practice. And he has some fun moments, and sometimes he does get serious at times. So you just got to hone in and, like, have fun what you do, but at the same time know that you're also playing big-time football.
Do you have any favorite Jim Knowles stories? No cussing. We can't cuss on a podcast.
Okay, we can't cuss, but, like, one time we were out there on the field, and I guess, like, everybody was just messing up. Like, it was just not our day. And he was just like, what are you guys doing back there just sniffing hand sanitizer or smelling Sharpies? And everybody just turned around and was like, huh? It just caught us off guard. So, like, now every time, he messes up for something, like, I'll just be like, Coach, you need to lay down off them sanitizer or the Sharpies.
I love that. And I love that he brought that mug to practice. Mm-hmm. That ain't it, bro.
Yeah. And my birthday was a couple weeks ago. And, like, we were in the team meeting room, and, like, we were just chilling in there. And everybody was just waiting on Gundy to come in. And he stands up. He was like, Tyler, it's your birthday. I was like, yeah. He was like, no one cares. I was like, oh, wow. In front of everybody. I was just like, oh, I mean, I understand it's a normal day, but she's telling it to me straight.
He's not going to sugarcoat anything.
Yeah, no sugarcoat.
Sugarcoat. But he did care.
Yeah, he does care. I think that's his way of telling me happy birthday. I took it as that.
I love that, because that's very Jim Knowles, mm-hmm. I feel like.
It really is.
He just cracks me up. There's just so many little things that every time I talk to him or talk to somebody about him, I learn something new.
Yeah.
So it's just like, oh, he's a vegan.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You know, interesting. Okay, he runs marathons. Oh, wow. Okay. He worked on Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what? All these things about this guy.
Yeah, he's a very interesting guy. A very interesting guy.
He cracks me up. And I know I did a story not too long ago where I talked with Tanner McAllister, and he was telling me about his shoes.
Yeah, them slippers. Hey, he hasn't worn them. Okay, so we just got these new jackets.
I exposed him.
We just got these new jackets for the I forgot what game it was.
Was it the Folds of Honor game?
Yeah, the Folds of Honor, yeah. The camo one. And we were all bullying him because he hasn't taken it off. And we were like, Coach, don't bring that to Tech. So after the game, I was like, you didn't bring that jacket. That's why we won, dominated them.
He wore the jacket the whole week?
The whole week. We were like, have you washed it? He was like, no, you don't wash jackets. And we were like,
I think you wash jackets, Coach.
We were like, let it go, Coach. Just let it go.
I feel like that's Coach Dunn. He has his, sweatshirt that maybe used to be a color, and now it's just, like,
I don't
gray.
Know. Yeah, that's been faded. Yeah. Didn't look like it's been ran through the washer so many times.
That is so funny. Yeah, I feel like he's purposely been wearing his shoes, like, all the way on now because of that story, and people are calling him out for it.
I think we've been bullying him. I don't know. But he bullies us, so it's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Mutual. Yeah, but mutual. I mean, I think that is what makes y'all's relationship so special, because mm-hmm. some people, you might not be able to bully your coach and have your coach take it, you know, as well as he does, and vice versa, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty, that's pretty fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
He seems like a great guy to play
for. Yeah, he is, because it's just every day, it's just something new. It's just literally something new every day. I don't know if he just studies it or what, but it's something new.
Like Tanner always says, he's like, must be a Philly thing.
It must be a Philly thing. He's always talking about Philly, too, and I'll be bullying him. I'll be like, don't make me get my New York people up here. it's funny just messing with him.
He cracks me up. I wonder if he's found, like, a good Philly cheesesteak here in Stillwater.
I wonder too.
That'd be interesting.
But he's vegan. He's vegan.
Oh yeah, he's vegan. He can't eat it.
He can't eat it.
Yeah, sometimes he says he's not 100%. He'll
vegan.
Yeah. Which, I mean, okay, part-time vegan.
Never trust those vegans. I feel like some way around they'd be eating the meat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They come to it.
He said he's going to be at team dinner or something. He'll eat something, and then you guys just go at him because you're like, aren't you supposed to be vegan?
Yeah, that is true. Like, a couple years ago, I seen him eating a steak, and I was like, whoa, coach, what are you doing?
Yeah, you got to be. If you're going to say you're vegan, I mean, I don't know. I mean, if he does it most of the time, but still. You can't.
No, you got to go all the way.
Yeah.
You have to.
It's so funny. Yeah. But, yeah, so it seems like it's super fun. You guys just seem like you're having so much fun out there.
Yeah.
And you're getting to play, you know, with guys that, again, have been here for so long. You're going to play with Malcolm and Brock and those guys. Kind of mm-hmm. like, what's it like getting to play with them?
I mean, just having their knowledge on the field and how they prepare for a game, it really transitioned, especially when I came in as a freshman and seeing them, like, prepare for a game and seeing how, like, I have to mature and so I could be out there and playing with them on the same field. It's an honor to be out there and, you know, have those guys trust me and I can trust those guys to go out there and compete and, you know, possibly win the game.
Yeah. So after games, I always notice you run over to the student section and you take selfies with other people's phones.
Yeah.
And you do,
yeah.
like, Instagram stories? Or what do you do when you do that?
No, like, it started this season. Like, I forgot, I think it's the Tulsa game.
Uh-huh.
I ran over on the sideline and somebody handed me their phone. And after that, it's been every week.
Is it the same person or is it different people that you take their phone?
It's been different people, okay. actually, especially this past game.
Yeah.
It was a lot of different people. Like, I jumped up onto the, it was like a little rail
yeah.
thing, and I jumped up on there, and people were just handing me their phones and taking pictures. Then I was running into the locker room, and some of the Texas Tech fans was like, hey, stop, just take a selfie with me. So I took a selfie with them, and they actually posted it and tagged me on their Instagram.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That
well, they were talking mess and throwing tortillas at us, but at the same time, I got to show love. It's all in the game.
Yeah,
it's in the game.
Yeah.
I know the fans are hyped. I know we're hyped. So and after the game, it settles out.
Yeah. And then you guys already clinched your spot in the Big 12 championship game next week
mm-hmm.
At AT&T Stadium against an opponent to be determined. So how do you kind of just make sure you don't look ahead to that game or maybe don't take – obviously it's a rivalry game,
yeah.
but not overlook OU necessarily. Not that you would, but just not looking ahead to the Big 12 championship game.
I mean, I think the guys we're not really looking forward toward the Big 12 championship right now. I mean, we have business to handle. I mean, everybody down there in the locker room just now was just talking about the score last year, the 41-13, and how we want to improve it. I ran and written on the board, like, 41-13, hey, we got to remember this. So I feel like everybody's focused on this game, and everybody takes a week-to-week basis, so I feel like we're in a really good spot, and the team is really honed in on this game.
I'm excited. It's gonna be a fun day. I wish College Game Day was coming. That would have been cool. But
yeah,
I also think
cool.
you know our record on College Game Day isn't the best.
Yeah.
So you know what? Maybe it's a good thing that
yeah,
we don't have
maybe.
It's totally fine.
Hey.
No more, no distractions.
I feel like if we come out, we do what we've been doing, and like the fans come, like how they've been came to the, especially the blackout game.
Yeah,
that was
awesome.
Crazy. I've never seen Boone Pickens like that.
Yeah, that was really
ever.
Cool.
So that was really nice. And if they bring the energy, I mean,
I think
it's there. It's going to be nuts.
Okay, so now let's switch to not necessarily football talk. So you were telling me a story before we started recording. You used to play basketball.
Yes.
So tell me about your first basketball game when you were 5 years old.
My first basketball when I was 5 years old. I was just coming in from a football game. So I was there, and I was just sitting there watching the basketball game. And I was dressed in my football clothes. Like, I literally had my pants, my pads on and everything. I just didn't have my shoulder pads on. And they were just like, we need an extra guy. And I was just sitting down, and they were like, hey, you can go in. I was like, I got football cleats on. I don't even got basketball shoes. And they were like, it's okay. So my first basketball game, I literally played in football cleats.
How did that go? I feel like that would be really hard to be successful.
I mean, it was my first basketball game.
Yeah.
It was my first time picking up a basketball. So.
Okay.
It didn't really do too good, but I learned that I could play if I really put my mind to it.
Okay, but do you think the cleats played a part in it not being as good? Or do you think that was hard? It seems to be hard to run in cleats on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was hard.
Yeah.
It was hard, but like.
You were just like.
I was a little kid, so I was just.
Across, like.
Yeah, just running. Just running around, being a kid.
I feel like whoever, like the facilities people of that gym.
Oh, they were probably mad.
Oh, no.
They were probably mad. They were probably mad at the court.
Yeah. That's so funny. Because, yeah, I remember, like, I think I was at a Thunder game or something one time, and I had heels on or something, and I was walking across, and they were like, hey, maybe don't do that. And I was like, is that really what affect the court like that? Maybe it scuffs it up or something.
Maybe, but.
But, yeah, cleats, I couldn't imagine.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine, like, doing a lot of things in cleats.
Mm-hmm.
It seems not fun.
Yeah, it's not. They're not fun.
No.
They're not fun at all.
I have one pair. So I played football in high school. Mm-hmm. I was very bad. I was a receiver at Flower Mound.
And wow.
Yeah, I was not good. I was telling Spencer Sanders about this when he was on our podcast a couple weeks ago, and he was like, wait, what? And I was like, don't worry. I ran like a 5'8", 40. I was not impressive. I'm 4'11".
Uh-huh.
In what world?
But you made the team.
Yeah, well, they can't cut you.
Oh, that's
true. It's UIL.
That is true.
So, I mean, not that I'm playing this. I worked hard, obviously, mm-hmm. but they can't cut you, so that was kind of nice. Because they probably would have cut me as mm-hmm. I was very slow. And catching while moving is not really my thing either.
Yeah.
So as a receiver, those are like two qualities you need to have. You need to be able to run fast and catch mm-hmm. while running fast. And I'm like 5 and 10 yard stops. I got you. Yeah. I can get to that 5 yard line.
Possession catcher.
Yeah, I got it, and then I can go down.
I can get you a first down or a touchdown.
Yeah.
don't ask anything else. Yeah. Don't ask me to make a play.
No, that's absolutely not. Don't ask me to make any moves either. Just keep me on like that backside post,
yeah.
which was always my route. But yeah, I saved those cleats, and they're still in my closet. So if anyone's ever like flag football or something where I need cleats, I'm ready to go.
We should start a powder puff game.
Yes, I would be down to do that.
Yeah.
And then people would think, wow, she's probably going to be good. I'm not going to be good, but I would totally.
We could do, like, the coaches versus the coaches.
Yeah.
But at the same time, how the players coach.
Yeah. That would be fun.
That would be smart.
Yeah. That'd be
a fun.
Good time.
That'd be a little.
That'd be a good time.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of those coaches would want to go out. I don't know. There'd be some that don't want to play at all
mm-hmm.
because they're like, I don't want to get hurt and I'm too old. And then, or there's going to be some that's like, okay, let me show you.
Yeah.
This.
Let me show you that I got it.
We can
put the little flags on.
Yeah.
Y'all can have the little flags. You know.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
I
split
think
up a team.
Yeah. Okay, so you played your basketball game
yep.
in cleats. Mm-hmm. And then after that, were you like, okay, I'm going to continue to play basketball?
Yeah, I actually continued to play basketball. I play AAU basketball, so I was traveling all over the place as a kid. And I got to play against, you know, people in the league right now or play on the same team as people in
Who'd
the league.
Who did you get to play with?
I played with RJ Hampton.
Okay.
He plays for the Orlando Magic.
Yeah.
I also played with PJ Washington.
Okay.
And I got to see a couple of Julius Randle play.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was, like, on the team higher than us. So
okay.
We all practiced in the same gym, and I watched him in high school go
yeah.
through. Yeah. So it's like, crazy.
Playing in Texas,
him.
I mean, a lot of guys come out of Texas for football and basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So if you play AAU in Texas, there's a really good chance
yeah.
that you're playing either against or with someone, like you said, that
yeah.
has a chance
and
to
And also
go.
Played against Tyrese Maxey.
Okay.
Yeah. He's been going crazy in the league.
Yeah, that's yeah. awesome.
Yeah.
But then you decided you wanted to just stick with football.
Yeah, I decided football was the best fit for me.
Yeah. Can you still play now basketball if you,
oh, yeah.
you guys play pickup?
I can okay. still go out there.
Okay.
Last week I was out there on the basketball court. I was hooping with the coach.
Oh, okay, with Coach Boynton?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I was out there shooting. He was, like, rebounding. We were just talking.
What was that like?
It was fun, you
yeah.
know. I always tell them, hey, whenever you want to replace the scholarship, I'll come over here and play. I'll run up and down the court. You ain't got to worry about me. I'm not a troublemaker.
Yeah. He's great.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He's cool. He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
He's easy to talk to.
Oh, yeah. He's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I feel like, because I think it was BP that was saying that, like, Tay can still play. Like, Tay can dunk. And there's, like, a lot
mm-hmm.
of guys. Can you dunk?
I don't know if I could dunk now, but I probably could.
Yeah.
I probably could get
yeah.
up there.
Yeah.
Like if I do my stretching and stuff
yeah.
and actually like warm up and
yeah.
play, I can.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I cannot touch the net if I tried.
Really?
So yeah, even if I jumped as high as I could, I don't have a good vertical.
I haven't really like played basketball.
Yeah.
You know how you could just go out there on the basketball court and just play a pickup
yeah,
game?
Yeah.
But when we play not to get hurt, you know?
Yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
But
yeah.
But you know, sometimes guys still get to that point.
Yeah. Who's the best basketball player on the team?
Me.
By far?
By far.
Okay.
I'm the well all the way around basketball player.
Okay.
I play defense.
Okay.
I like to play defense.
Okay. Well, that's good.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And in pickup games, I feel like that's not always the case.
Especially when I go back home, I go to Lifetime.
Yeah.
Play defense.
Yeah.
You can't stop me.
Yeah.
And then, like, everybody wants a defender on their team.
Yeah, exactly.
So I got to be picked up.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. It's so funny. So I used to cover Baylor, and I covered Rico Gathers, who played basketball at Baylor and mm-hmm. then was drafted by the Cowboys in the seventh round as a tight end.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he played for a little bit there, and he would always try to do pickup games and then obviously be the best one because he was a very good collegiate basketball mm-hmm. player. And so yeah. then he would just go and be like, okay, I'm going to try to get as many of these guys, and I'm just going to show them that, yeah. you know, he's just casual, and then he would just go in and just dominate
everybody.
Especially
when I go back home and they're like a lifetime, they're just like, oh, you play football? You don't really, you're not a hooper like that. I mean, and they see how big I am. I'm 6'5", yeah. you know, 285. Yeah. I can still run up and down the court and defend you
yeah.
and slide my feet. It's kind of scary. It's like when you're going against it.
Yeah. So. When you're in really good shape, so you're able to run up and down the court. Yeah. So, yeah, because they're probably like, oh, he's not going to be
able
to.
Yeah, he's not going to do anything.
But he's like, you guys do that conditioning.
Yeah, I do that conditioning.
Okay, so whenever you're not playing football, you're big into movies
yes.
and TV shows. Okay, yes. So what kind of movies, and do you have an all-time favorite movie?
I don't have a specific type of genre of movies I like. I like good movies. Oh, like if I see like character development, all
we're
the
going
way around,
deep into the movies.
I'm deep into it. Like, it doesn't matter what it's about. Like if it's good, I'm tuned in.
Okay.
I'm tuned in. The only thing I don't like, I don't really like scary movies.
Okay.
I wouldn't put myself in that predicament. So I don't really.
Yeah.
Because if I was in a horror movie, it'd be like 5 seconds long. Like as soon as I get one little creep, I'm gone.
Yeah.
Like, everything packed up. We gone. We moving out. But like, I like the Batman.
Yeah.
I love The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight is my favorite movie of all time.
That's one of my favorite movies. I have a poster in my house.
I love that.
Of the Joker, and I have another poster in my house of Scarface.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a big action guy.
Okay.
I like John Wick. That's one of my favorite movies.
Okay, I haven't seen that.
You should tune in. He's really good. What other movies I like? I like a whole lot of movies.
Are you big into comedies?
I like comedies. Okay. I watch the comedies.
Okay.
And I just watch, I like Western movies, too. Like, okay. I'll sit down and watch a Western movie.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter.
What kind of Westerns? Like, John Wayne Westerns or, like, more current Westerns?
More current Westerns.
Okay.
More current. Especially, I just watched one on Netflix, Godless.
Okay.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. But I keep my mind open to stuff.
What about, like, animated movies?
Not really. I don't really like animated movies. But, like, I'll watch, like, have you ever seen Ready Player One?
No.
That was a good movie. Okay. I felt like that was a very good movie.
Okay.
Anime movies, I'll tune in a little bit if the graphics are good.
Okay.
I like the graphics of the animated movies. Okay. Especially now, like, the newer ones.
Yeah.
Especially, like, the Space Jam.
Yeah.
That movie was really good. I thought it was really good. I mean, it's not as good as the first one, but you couldn't.
Yeah.
I'm glad they went that route.
Yeah. What about, like do you like Frozen, those kind of animated movies?
No.
Or you stay away from those?
No,
okay.
No,
so I like those movies. It's on brand for me to like those, though.
Like Disney movies?
Yeah.
Nah.
You watch Disney movies? Okay. Nah. None of them?
Well, I used to watch them as a kid, but...
Yeah.
Nah, not anymore.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, I'm more of a... I stopped watching that and... Especially when I stopped watching like kids' movies, I moved into like the Law and Order and stuff like that. So I still watch it on Sunday. I watch it all day long.
Law and Order,
yeah.
SVU or the regular one?
SVU.
That's what I love. Law and Order.
Yeah,
SVU.
I love Law and Order.
Yes.
It'll be episodes that come on, and I'm like, I already seen it.
Yep, I know.
Seen it. I already know what happened.
I can tell you what happened. But I'm gonna keep watching it.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep watching it. The channel is not changing.
No, I love Law and Order. Yeah. I need to catch up on more of the current SVU.
Yeah.
But I just revert back to like original, like Olivia and Stabler.
I still have cable.
Oh, okay.
I have cable.
Yeah,
so I pay for cable.
Yeah.
So
you watch it on USA?
I sit down and watch my cable.
Yes, I love
it. I'm a little old man.
I love it. What other shows on cable do you watch? Do you really just have cable to watch Law & Order SVU reruns?
I watch, you know, ESPN and stuff like that. But what else do I watch on there? I'm a Walking Dead fan.
Okay, I haven't seen that. But I've heard, I tried, and it just wasn't for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of stuff on Netflix, HBO Max, stuff like that.
What do you watch on Netflix?
Everything. I've seen almost everything on Netflix. Breaking Bad. What else have I seen on Netflix? On my blog. I haven't seen, especially all the Netflix originals.
Yeah.
I've watched some of them. I watch You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You was good. Did you watch the third season?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Love
what did you
crazy.
Think?
Love crazy.
She is
she crazy.
She is crazy.
Joe had to do his job, yeah. Put it down. Hey.
No spoilers here. Yeah.
No,
watch
no, my bad. If you haven't seen
three.
It.
I saw they just put out a trailer for you season 4.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet, but I want to. I think, I think I saw that on social. I was like,
The season 2 of Ghost just came out. It's like a spinoff of Power.
Oh, okay. I watched Power, but I haven't watched that. Or was there another spinoff of Power, or was that the only one?
Yeah, they have a like Raising Kanan and stuff like that.
Yeah, the Kanan spinoff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I watched those, and I watched Snowfall.
I haven't watched Snowfall.
Snowfall is really good.
Okay.
It's on FX, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to watch. Have you watched Yellowstone?
No, but I seen the commercials of it. Like,
people like that show a lot.
Yeah, I know. I have to like. I think I have to get into it and start watching it.
Well, I tried to find it, and you can't like find the first season.
Why is it so hard to watch shows nowadays?
I don't know.
It's like so hard.
Yeah, I was looking for it because our kicker Tanner Brown, his dad is a stunt double in LA,
and
he's a stunt double on Yellowstone right now.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so I was like, well, that's pretty cool. And I met him a couple weeks ago when they were in town for the game, and I was like, oh, now I want to watch. I mean, I wanted to watch the show to begin with, but I want to watch it to see like if I could spot him or something.
I want to see him doing some wild stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And I'm like, okay, now we need to get Tanner to do some stunts.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could see him doing that. But yeah, I'm trying to think of what do you watch Ted Lasso?
No.
Oh, you need to watch that. That's on Apple TV Plus.
Why is everything so broken apart? Like,
I don't know.
In the networks and stuff. It's just
I need
a whole big tub and just we can just watch it.
I feel like I have every streaming service and it just adds up.
It really does add up.
Yeah. Okay, what other kind of movies do you like? Is there anything recent that you've seen? Are you a big going to theaters guy, or are you more of a at-home watch it?
I mean, I used to like going to the movies, but since COVID, everything's just been going on the streaming services.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Right away, like, especially with HBO, like, it'll be a movie in theaters and on the app.
Yeah.
So it's like, might as well just watch it in the comfort of my own home.
Yeah, and it's cheaper.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You ain't gotta worry about the movie theaters.
Yeah.
I feel like those are the biggest scammers.
They charge so much.
They charge so much. It'd be like $7 for like
a small drink. Yeah. Yeah. I will still go. I like going, you know, and the theater here in Stillwater, like the reclining seats, I just bring a blanket and like the popcorn just hits different.
Yeah.
So like
I used to be a good fan of going to the movie theaters before the football games.
Yeah. Did y'all do that as a team?
Yeah, we used to do that as a team. And it used to be fun because everybody used to be actually involved into the movie.
Yeah.
And it's like us in there. So like people talking about the movie.
Yeah.
I like that. Like
if I'm watching
a movie, I'm going to be talking about the movie.
Yeah.
I'm not just sitting there being quiet.
Yeah. That's why I don't feel like I could go to a movie by myself. I don't like doing anything by myself, but like going to the movie and then not having someone to like turn to and be like in the previews too. Cause I'm always in the previews. I'm always like, I'm not seeing that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that looks good. Like, what do you think about, you know? And so I'm knowing that.
I'm the type of guy, like I'll call out a movie and be like, how'd they do that?
Yeah.
Like how did that work? we went to go see the Fast and Furious movie.
Yeah.
And like, they had a kid and then they left. And the kid wasn't there. And I was like, so what happened to the kid?
Yeah. Like, you're the one asking
like,
those questions.
I'm the one that's asking like the logical questions. Like, I know, even though I know it's a movie.
Yeah.
But I'm like, how'd they do that?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that don't make no sense.
So on the shows that like kind of, like The Office, are you a big Office fan?
I've seen it, but nah.
No?
I like Parks and Rec.
Yes, Parks and Rec is very good.
Yeah.
I really like Parks and Rec. What's another one of those shows like that? New Girl?
Never seen it.
Friends?
Nah, I'm not a Brett Friends guy.
No? Okay. I'm just trying to think
of like... People be like, it's funny. I don't find it funny.
I feel like it's a good show to just like have on in the background.
Yeah, like a comfort
show.
Like
I do that, with The Office and stuff. Like if it's just on.
I watch, one of my comfort shows is like Martin.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it comes on late at night.
It just runs. Yeah, just leave it on.
Yeah. Ridiculousness.
Yeah.
I watch that.
That's on all the time.
All day long.
Yeah. I don't know how that's keeping MTV in business, because that's like the only show that they show.
The only show they show.
Yeah. I don't know how they keep finding videos for that. That's pretty funny. Okay. So another hot topic that we talk about on this podcast a lot is food.
Mm-hmm.
I know with Brendan Presley, he talked a lot about sweets. He's big into candy. Loves, can just talk candy all day. And then we talked about cereal and things like that with Colby Harvell Peel and Jarek Bernard Converse. And you told me before that you really like sweets, but not candy.
Yeah, I don't like candy. I'm not a candy guy. I can't mess with the teeth.
Yeah.
Cavities, I can't do.
Yeah. Hopefully BP's going to the dentist.
I hate going to the dentist.
Yeah.
I hate going to the dentist. It's always something.
Yeah.
But like, you can never tell them they're wrong.
Yeah.
Because you don't know.
You don't know.
You
they can tell you anything. Yeah.
They can tell you anything.
You have a cavity in every tooth.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, okay.
When I got my wisdom teeth taken out, I was there. And when they put the anesthesia in me, they were like, oh, well, you didn't need to get them taken out, but we highly like to take them. I'm like, I mean, I could have just
kept
them
better. It's probably better.
It's probably better, but at the same time, like.
Yeah. They just don't. You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
So,
but
no, I feel that.
I stay away from the candies. And candies went up in price nowadays.
Yeah.
And I went to the gas station. It was like $5 for a pack of candy. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
But I'm more of a sweets guy. Like, I like my cookies, cakes, and pies. I'm a fat kid at heart. I am.
What kind of cake? What's your favorite cake?
Strawberry with vanilla icing.
Strawberry
that's the go-to.
Cake.
That's
okay.
the go-to. Especially like the homemade, what you can get in the box at Walmart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That does sound good. I don't know if I've had strawberry cake.
Yeah.
I feel like that's lighter than like a chocolate cake, so that's better. I could eat more.
Chocolate cake is good. I gotta have chocolate cake with ice cream though.
Yeah. What's your favorite pie? Like, it's Thanksgiving. What's your go-to?
Ooh. My grandmother makes a mean sweet potato pie.
I love sweet potato pie.
Oh, she makes the best. I'm talking about when we have the Thanksgiving comes around, she knows to make each family like five. Because they know, like, independently, we'll tear down one, like, independently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love sweet potato pie.
And, like, especially, like, at Thanksgiving for my family, we're, like, everybody a huge sweets person.
Okay.
So, like, we'll have, like, three tables, like, long, full of sweets. Especially like at family reunions and stuff.
So
everybody
more sweets
comes.
Than like the regular Thanksgiving food, would
I
you
mean,
say?
It'd be a lot of regular Thanksgiving food, but it'd be a lot of sweets.
What are your go-to Thanksgiving, since it's a couple days away, Thanksgiving like sides? What would your,
if you
had to pick a plate, like you got a plate, what are you putting on that plate?
I got to have my ham.
Okay.
Some turkey.
Okay.
Some dressing.
Okay.
Mac and cheese.
Yes.
Got to have the mac and cheese. A little bit of green beans, you know.
Okay. Green bean casserole or green bean regular green
just
beans?
Just regular green beans.
Okay, okay.
You know, gotta have the greens.
Okay.
Gotta
balance it out.
Yeah, gotta make the grandmother proud.
Yeah.
You gotta make her. We gotta make her proud.
Yeah.
What else do I put on there? I think that's it. Now I go to my sweets.
Okay.
Then I go to my,
No, like mashed potatoes.
Oh, I'll put some mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
I forgot about mashed potatoes,
I usually like, it's not sweet potato pie, but it's the sweet potato where you put the marshmallows on top. Have you done that?
No.
That's good. I don't know. I forgot what that's called. Sweet potatoes with marshmallows on top.
Oh, like candy yams.
Yeah.
I got to have those. I got to have those.
Okay. I like those.
Yeah.
Are you helping in the kitchen at all or no?
No. They'll be like, get out. You in the way.
Is it because you're just like trying everything or you just don't know how to cook?
I know how to cook.
Okay.
I cook some breakfast food, but like it's just like they know what they're doing, so I'm going to leave them to know what they're doing.
Do you help clean up afterwards?
I'll help clean.
Okay.
I'll help clean.
That's how it works. You got if they make the food, you got to clean.
I'll take out the trash.
Hey, somebody's got to do it.
Somebody got to do it.
Yeah. So okay, so what else do you have on the dessert besides the sweet potato pie? What other desserts are there?
Because
I think I'm going to come to your house for Thanksgiving.
they be eating like pecan pie, but I'm not too fan of that. It'd be a lot of sweets. I just don't know off the top of my head right now.
I feel like pie is always the go-to.
Yeah, pie is always go-to, especially for Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
gotta
I'm
have
excited.
Pie. So, I love Thanksgiving.
So Thanksgiving obviously y'all are here. So what do you guys do?
I'll probably go over Brock's house. I've been going to Brock's family's house ever since I've been here.
Okay.
Like my freshman year.
In Tulsa or in
I think we're going to be in Stillwater this year.
In Stillwater, okay.
But I went to Ooligah last year.
Yeah. Okay.
And he had his little gender reveal and everything.
Yeah.
So it was a good time being there.
That's awesome. Yeah. Do you bring food to that or do they have all the food?
If I do bring food, I'm not bringing food. I'm the type of guy to bring like your plasticware, the stuff people forget.
Yeah.
Like cups. Napkins, yeah. Cups, ice. Like I'm that type of person. Yeah. So like we're gonna be good. If you got the food, I'm gonna bring like the utensils and stuff.
Okay. So somebody needs to do that.
Yeah, because yeah. Once everybody gets there, everybody be like, oh, somebody forgot this.
Yeah.
No,
nope,
Tyler got it.
I brought it.
Don't worry.
I love that. So you think you'll go to his place this yeah. week? So do you guys have, is it just the same schedule as normal and you guys just, for football, they're not really doing anything special for Thanksgiving or what do you think?
No, I think we just have practice earlier Thursday.
Okay.
But besides that, I don't know.
Okay. They're not doing like a team dinner or anything like that for Thanksgiving? No. Okay.
I think. The D-line is going out for dinner.
Okay.
I don't know if it's today or tomorrow. Okay. I don't know yet. I gotta check with the guys.
Yeah. So it's just basically like figure out who has the best food, who has family nearby,
mm-hmm.
who has parents that are going to make some food, mm-hmm. and then getting in on that.
Some trusted food.
Okay. We trust Brock's family.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't eat everybody's food, but.
Oh, who else is, is there anybody else that's having people over that's doing anything like that, that you could trust their food, you feel like? Or is it just, you're going to stick with Brock Martin?
I'm sticking to Brock Martin.
I feel that.
I told his mom, I'm sticking there. I'm sticking to it.
I love that. And now he's got the baby there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
It's going to be real fun.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm going to go home to Dallas for a few days and then come back Friday. And then obviously Bedlam. So.
Yeah. But I hate how people are skipping Thanksgiving.
So you don't have your Christmas decorations
no!
up?
No.
I put my tree up like 3 weeks ago.
No. No. It's like everybody just skips Thanksgiving. Like I'm walking down the street and I see Christmas lights already hanging up. I'm like, whoa.
But Thanksgiving, like, there's no really decor. You know what I mean?
True.
Like, that's the thing is, like, if there was Thanksgiving decor,
mm-hmm.
like a Thanksgiving true. Tree or something,
it's just
people
like,
would put
it just
it up.
Seems like people go from, like, Halloween straight to Christmas.
Yeah, I do. I literally took down my, like, little skeletons and things that I had and put up the little trees. But I kept some pumpkins
mm-hmm.
because pumpkins transition into Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So I'll keep some of those up and like little acorn things and stuff. But then
little fall.
After this Thursday, probably after Bedlam that Sunday, I'll take a lot of that down mm-hmm. and go full Christmas. But I mean, I think so everyone gives me crap for that. Everyone's like, oh, your tree's up too early. And then I found a study online from a reputable source that said that people who put their Christmas decorations up earlier are happier.
Wow.
So I just send that
happy?
To them. Yeah. Oh. It makes you have. That's my thought process. It's like if you're, especially after 2020 and like all of that,
mm-hmm.
do whatever makes you happy. If you want to have your tree up all year and you walk in your house and it makes you smile, do it. Who cares what people think? You know what
no,
I mean? I'm not going to do it.
No. Those people that be having their Christmas lights up in February, it's time to take them down. It's time.
Well, that's, you just make them like clear lights, you
change
know?
The color.
And you make them, yeah.
I'm not really a big, I hate preparing for Christmas.
Because
I used to be the person to bring down the tree. Putting up the tree, helping my mom put up the tree.
Yeah.
I used to be that person.
Yeah.
So it was like.
That's always worse. Get the ornaments from the attic.
Yes.
And bring them down.
Yes. Dragging all that
yep.
stuff down.
Yep.
Then you got to
no.
clean it all the way back up because it's all like all the stuff on the ground and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's too much.
I understand. Yeah. My tree's already pre-lit and pretty small.
Yeah.
So it's, and I only have like a handful of ornaments, so it doesn't take long at all, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if I had that, the one. I mean, I would like time my vacations home
yeah.
for Christmas to be like, oh, my flight gets in at the time when you guys wanted to put there. I'm leaving right after Thanksgiving.
My mom
Have
is
fun.
Like a, my mom is like a big, huge decorator.
Okay.
And like, I'm the one to help her.
Yeah.
So it's like as much stuff she thinks of. Is the much stuff I have to bring down and put up.
So do y'all have a ton of decorations for like all
yes.
holidays?
No.
Just Christmas?
Yes. She has a whole lot of decorations. She decorates the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the smells of the house
but
has to change.
But it's nice, though.
It is nice. It is nice when
like
it's
once
your
it's done,
house.
Yeah, and you come
and
home.
Yeah.
Like, when you go home for Christmas, well, I get, you know, with the bowl game,
yeah.
you don't really get to go home that
I don't get
often.
To go home. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
But I still help.
Yeah.
I still got to help. My mom was like, oh, you're just here. Before you go back to Stillwater, you got to help me break down the tree. And I'm like, no. No.
She'll like leave it up purposely. We like we're gonna play New Year's Six.
Purposely.
She's gonna leave it up.
Yeah.
And
she leaves like tasks around the house just for me to get home.
Yeah.
To
Yeah.
She's a big person of that. she loves to volunteer me to do stuff.
I mean, if anything's tall, you can reach stuff.
Yeah.
You're stronger than her. I mean, yeah. I'd probably do the same thing. Because, yeah, I mean, I'm a person, I don't like doing anything myself, so. Like, I'm a strong, independent woman until I got to, like, carry something that's kind of heavy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what, you got it. Somebody else can do that.
if you ask me to, like, hey, can you do this, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, you know what, I can. But if I'm, like, volunteered.
Yeah.
Like, I have no say.
Yeah.
It's just like. Oh, Tyler can do it. Yeah. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I'm like,
or she,
oh,
like,
no.
Waits to change the air conditioning filter until you're coming into town.
I'm like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah, we've been waiting to move this table for a couple months. Now you're here, so let's go and get that going.
Oh, when I come back home, they're like, oh, we have to go to the storage unit because you have your truck here, blah, 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 blah. I'm like,
and you
oh,
have a
no.
truck, too, of course.
I'm like, no.
Yes, of course.
I just want to go home and just relax.
Yeah. Get like a 2-seater convertible and be like, too bad I can't put anything.
I need to get a bike.
Yeah.
Don't ask me to do nothing.
No, exactly. That's so funny. Well, it's going to be, the house it probably is really nice though.
Yeah,
it's
it
decorated.
Is.
So, yeah, I've got my tree up. Are you going to decorate your place here? Or not really? No?
No.
Really?
No.
It's so fun.
It is fun. I mean, I bought a candle.
Just one candle.
One candle.
It smells like a Christmas tree, or what does it smell like?
No, it smells like fall.
Okay.
That's it.
Those are good candles. Did you get them at Bath & Body Works?
No, I got them at Walmart.
Oh, okay.
I went the cheap route.
Okay. We did, well, Bath & Body Works has sales. We've gotten to candle talk on this podcast, too.
Oh, yeah?
Deep dive into candle talk. Yeah, Colby's super into Bath & Body Works candles.
Mm-hmm.
And Bath & Body Works, one specific scent.
I get the little plug-ins.
Though, yeah, I like the wallflowers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom got me a couple of them.
They're nice.
Yeah, they are nice.
Yeah.
Especially when you could just change them and change the scent in the house.
Yeah. I'm a big candle person. I stock up.
Yeah.
So, like, next week is candle day. And so all the candles are, like, $7.
Oh, I'm going to have to go up there.
It's, like, the best time of the year. Because you can stock up on so many. And then you can get scents to, like, bring you into the next, like, time, spring or whatever. You can...
Yeah.
I'm big into that.
And
I'm
it, just,
into,
it
like,
just changes the whole feel of the house.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
Yeah, I think candles are a way to go. I'm a big candle fan. Okay, so we kind of got off topic a little bit. We were talking about sweets, and then we went to Thanksgiving, and then decorations. We talk a lot about cereal on this podcast as well. So go-to favorite cereal. You like cereal.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That's the way to
Bingo.
Go. Yes. And what's your second favorite?
Fruit Loops.
Okay. See, I said Fruit Loops when we had Colby and Jarek on. I said Fruit Loops, and they were just like, whatever. I love Fruit Loops. Yeah.
Fruit Loops. You can't just overlook Fruit Loops.
Well, Colby said he gets the Fruit O's or the Fruit Hoops. He had those. Growing up, he had the off-brand
the off-brand Fruit Loops.
But, I love Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
I really like my, underrated cereal is Crave. Have you had that?
No.
I like that. It's just like, it's very unhealthy. It's like chocolate with, I don't know. It's good. Mm-hmm. I like those.
Well, a healthier version of the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, you could do the Cinnamon Cheerios.
That's what I need to do.
Those are really good.
Yeah.
I tried them.
Yeah.
And they're good for your cholesterol.
Yeah. Apparently. So I've heard. Yeah. So I feel like that's what I need to do. Because I'm a cereal any type time of day
person. Anytime I could just sit down. Turn on the TV show and eat some cereal.
Do you have like a big cereal bowl that you go to, or do you just have? I have like a go-to cereal bowl.
No,
it's like big.
No. I just give my cereal bowl, but I always leave the box out because I always want a refill.
Yeah.
I always need a refill
because there's always more milk.
Yeah,
there's always more milk, and then it's the good milk at the end
because it's all like with the cinnamon in it.
Yeah, that's the best milk. Yeah. Sometimes I'll put that in my coffee.
Yeah,
it's like.
But when I eat my cereal, I like it a little soggy. Like
okay.
The cereal.
Yeah.
I don't like it like all crunchy.
Yeah.
It just, like scrapes the top of your
mouth. It does. It really does, though.
Yeah, I don't like that part of it.
Yeah. So you got to leave it in the milk for a little bit.
Yeah.
I'll
leave my. I'll make the cereal, walk away.
Yeah.
Let it sit there for like a little minute. Two,
yeah.
Let it soak all in.
Yeah. No, that's a good
and
way
that's
to do
when
it.
That flavor starts busting.
Yeah. That's some veteran cereal moves right there, for sure. And now I'm hungry. I don't have any cereal at home. I need to get some because that's like a go. It's just late
Every
at
time
night.
I go to the grocery store.
You go home, like you're just like, man, I'm just going to watch a few episodes of something. You're just like, oh, cereal's easy.
Yeah.
You know?
Or You be out driving around. Oh, let me save money. I can go home and make some cereal.
Make some cereal.
Bring me a bowl of cereal.
That's me. Cereal or like spaghetti? I'm like, I can make spaghetti.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Yeah.
So that's a very easy thing to make. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, that's cheap and I'll just make spaghetti or cereal. But yeah, well, this was a very good conversation. I feel like I learned a lot about you.
Yeah. I'm a boring guy, but at the same time.
You're not boring at all.
I feel like it.
Is there anything? Oh, I got to ask the question I always ask. If you wanted to be anything, your dream job outside of football, hopefully a long football career, but after that, what would you want to do? Anything in the world.
Anything in the world. Let's see.
It doesn't have to be realistic.
I don't know.
Like, I'd want to be, like, a pop star, like Ariana Grande.
A pop star?
Yeah, but I'm not. That's obviously not going to happen for me. But that would be, like, my if I could pick anything.
I feel like I could be a rapper.
I could
be a rapper.
Okay.
I don't know how to rap, but okay. I could be a rapper, live that lifestyle.
That would be fun.
It is fun, but also, at the same time, not fun.
Yeah.
Because there's been a lot of
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. Yeah. I want to be away from that.
Yeah.
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 But I'll live, like, you know, having concerts and stuff, having the fans
that'd
going all crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah, I think that would be fun. Yeah. I think it would also be fun to be, like, a rapper's best friend.
Yeah.
Like, just get to hang out.
Perfect.
Yes, a rapper's best friend.
I'm not in the Target view.
Yeah, yeah. exactly. You just get to travel on the PJ. You get to eat all the good food. You get to hang out on backstage.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You get all the gear that they don't want.
That
all
is
the stuff
true.
That you go shopping. Yeah, that's what I think I'd want to be. Like, not the responsibilities. Like, I wouldn't want to be the rapper's best friend that's also, like, a manager. I'd be like, no, I'm just there to be your friend.
That,
like,
is true.
You come to me when you're sad. You come to me whenever. Like, I'll always be there for you.
And I'm telling you, if your music's trash, hey, you slacking. Pick it up.
See, and I think that's what they need.
Yeah, they need
that. So everyone needs that person. So.
Especially everyone needs that person. It doesn't matter what you do.
Yeah.
Like,
everyone needs someone to, like, check you.
This not your best.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what, I think that's a dream job for sure.
Yeah.
I could do that.
I could tell people that.
That'd be fun.
You know, that's not your best. You need to try harder.
You're just an honest guy. You're just going to go around and tell everybody.
Yeah, I give it to you straightforward. This wasn't it.
Yeah. You just, like critiques, but, yeah.
I could be a critique.
Yeah, like a reviewer.
I could be a little yelper.
Yeah.
Like, if I go to a restaurant and it was nasty, I'm like, hey.
Do you write Yelp reviews?
No, should, though. I really should.
Yeah.
I really should. Like, I'll speak my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, This is
I look at reviews so much on everything.
Oh, me too.
So,
I do too.
Like, I think about that, and I'm like, man, these reviews are so valuable, but then I don't ever review anything.
Yeah.
Which I feel like I should give back.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I bought this because of the reviews, so, like, I feel like I should review it, but I always just forget.
Yeah.
But if you're willing to do it, I feel like that's...
I always look at the reviews.
Yeah. So I feel like you could be a reviewer. That would be... That would be a fun job, too.
That would really be fun.
Yeah.
And they would low-key be getting stuff for free.
Yeah.
Because people try to bribe them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just go in. You're just like, hey, I'll give you a good review.
Hey.
Yeah. Post it on my Instagram story.
Yeah.
Like an influencer kind of? But like,
I should go around, like, places and just review stuff.
Yeah.
And post it on my social media.
Yeah.
Of me eating the food and stuff.
Oh, that would be fun. And
that
you can have, like, your
fun.
Own little, like, thing that's like, Tyler Lacey reviews, you know, Hideaway. And then,
I can have, like, a little podcast like this.
Yeah.
I can have a podcast like this.
Okay, we've got, yes, the wheels are turning.
Yeah.
I feel like that could definitely be a thing that you do. That would be so fun. But, yeah, okay, so that's the next... We'll see. Keep an eye out for that, guys.
I might have to join that.
Yeah.
Join the wave.
Yeah.
Or do the little mukbangs on YouTube.
Do the what?
The mukbangs.
What is that?
It's like where they be watching people eat food.
That's weird.
Yeah, and they be having, like, the mic all close up to their mouth, and you can hear everything, like, going on.
That's weird.
It's really weird. People do watch it. It's like a huge thing on YouTube. And people make it, like... almost millions of dollars off of that.
Just eating food. I mean, you could do that, too.
Yeah, true.
I mean, who can't eat food? But I guess if you don't, like, that's wild.
Mm-hmm.
So you just hear them eat. And, I don't
that,
know.
That's nasty to me.
Yeah.
But I can't hear people eat.
No, that's gross.
But
you could eat the food.
I could eat
you
the
could
food.
You could hear yourself eating
They could tune
the
in to me. Watch, they could tune in to me listening to
that. Yes. Yeah. And then you review it.
Yeah.
It's like a double, a double thing.
Yeah.
So you get, like, the people that... like to listen to that stuff, and then you get the people that are like, well, I'll just stay to see what he thought about the food.
And you can also eat the food.
Yeah, and then you get the food. So, I mean,
true.
Wow. That was a win-win.
That is a win-win.
We're coming up with ideas here on this podcast.
I should start it.
Yes. I will tune in to the part where you review the food.
Yeah.
Not the part where you eat the food.
Okay.
But I'll tune into like the second half.
Just leave a like.
Yeah. Exactly. Like and subscribe.
And like and subscribe.
Well, thanks to everyone for listening and watching this week's Orange Power Podcast. I hope everyone has a very happy Thanksgiving. We'll be right back here next week talking the Big 12 championship game. We hope you guys will tune in.
Go Pokes.
Go Pokes.